The week started off with a heat wave across portions of the area. Of course, by yesterday, the weather transitioned from summer back to spring, and it will remain quite spring-like through the day tomorrow. And then over the weekend, we'll see building levels of heat and humidity once again. So by Sunday, some areas could make a run at the 90-degree mark with moderate to maybe high levels of humidity. So for now, we're catching a little bit of a break from that hotter weather. Temperatures this afternoon are quite pleasant. We have seen clouds come in through the day, though, so it's not as bright as it was yesterday. And as we move through the coming hours, and especially into tonight and tomorrow, we will see those rain chances ramp up once again. So there's a warm front off to our west. It's going to stall for about a day or so, but it's going to move close enough to bring us showers at times tonight and even showers at times tomorrow. So it doesn't look like it will rain quite the entire time through the day tomorrow, or tonight for that matter, but you will need those umbrellas from time to time. So tonight, with the clouds and the scattered showers, it won't be as cool as it was last night, but it's still going to be very comfortable for sleeping. Temperatures overnight will drop into the 50s to right around 60 degrees. And through the day tomorrow, that front is still stuck to our west. So we're looking at clouds, showers at times. There may be a couple of rumbles of thunder as well, and even some patches of fog, especially in areas south and east of the capital region. Now, with that front to our west, we're going to see a wind flow mainly out of the east and southeast tomorrow. And considering the ocean's still quite cold, we're actually going to transport some of that cooler air right into our area. So temperatures tomorrow are likely to hold in the 60s to right around 70 degrees, which is fairly chilly given the fact that it is now mid-June. So a bit of a step back tomorrow on the thermometer. You might even need a light jacket, especially with the showers around and kind of that dampness at times. But then by Saturday, that front moves a little bit farther east. It's still close enough that we are likely to see at least a scattering of showers and thunderstorms at times. The big change, though, is going to be on the thermometer, as temperatures on Saturday likely make a run at the 80-degree mark with increasing humidity through the day. So it's muggy Saturday night, and on Sunday, there's still that chance for showers or a thunderstorm at times, but I don't think it's going to be a washout either Saturday or Sunday. And on Sunday, those temperatures could make a run at 90 degrees. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, low in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times, cooler with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times, cooler with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times, possible thunder with areas of fog, cooler with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, cloudy with rain at times, possible thunder, cooler with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers and storms, warm and humid with a high of 78 to 84. And on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of scattered showers and storms, hot and humid, with a high around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.